Let's start with Saudi Arabia.
But I have no idea what's going on there.
Is this a shift, do you think?
I think they're around. I think they're sticking around.
If somebody comes in and says, right, we're going to 10 times your wage, mate, you are taking it like you would not believe.
Let's get your take on the current Chelsea status, Jude, because obviously everyone knows you're a massive Chelsea fan.
Shite. This is the future of Chelsea football
club. Yeah.
We're trying to sell him to Man United. I don't get it.
I heard, do you know what? I heard a real weird story about him once. I heard he won the lottery.
Zlatan?
Yeah. Apparently he's won like 6 or 7 mil on a lottery. Leave and he it. Just kept it quiet. I was running down like this gravel path, whatever, and there was a group of like teens running towards me, right? They're only about 14 sort of thing. I just heard one of them shout, "Congratulations on the Wrexham contract."
That's mate, nice.
So I'm running 20 yards, I heard it, and I've just got my back to it and I just put my arm up and they all went, "Way!"
I'm gonna come to some games this year.
Oh, yeah, mate, please. Come and do a match day vlog. You film a match day vlog.
I promise you I'll 100%. Be there on numerous occasions. Okay. I want to come to the ground.
Yeah,
100%. I want to see it.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Fozcast. We have got a nice little sort of newsy roundup episode for you today. Catch up, yeah. We got the main man, Tubesy boy, with us. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Incredible. You are looking fantastic.
Great to be back. I'm working hard.
You look incredible.
Lose the moves.
No, you are. You're losing them. You're looking fantastic. As usual, Tom is with us, Rhino Legs. We have got a little giveaway before we start the episode today, haven't we? What we've got to do is get yourself over to... The Fozcast podcast Instagram page. Give this little picture a like that's on screen right now. It's basically a picture of 3 footballs. Me, Tubesy and Tom have signed them all. 3 people at random. Get in the comments down below.
Tell us how much you love Tubes.
We all love Tubes. It's dead easy to do. We're going to pick 3 of you at random. Like I say, all 3 of us have signed them. Like I say, we're doing a roundup show today. Yeah, a bit of a catch up. And we're going to be talking about all of the stuff that's going on in the news at the minute. So we're going to be talking Saudi Arabia, Jude Bellingham, a bit of Mason Mount, Declan Rice. We are going to be going on tour with Wrexham to America in a few weeks' time. I'm going to tell you what that looks like. Gary O'Neill sacking Darren Moore. Tomasi, start us off, mate. Where are we kicking it off?
Where do you want to start?
Let's start with Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Should we start with Saudi Arabia?
Let's do it.
Let's start with Chelsea.
Okay.
Right. So Chelsea are in the news at the moment, and there are a few suggestions that they are offloading some baggage to the Saudi Arabian teams. I don't know how much you've seen it.
I've seen a bit of this, yeah.
What do you make of it, first
yeah,
of all?
If this is true, right, so basically, Choose, what Chelsea have been doing is they seem to have been agreeing deals with Saudi Arabian teams to...
get rid of the deadwood?
Yeah, get rid of the deadwood.
Well, Kante's not dead to
that's,
me.
Exactly. Yeah, no, Kante should not be deadwood.
I just don't get it. I honestly love Chelsea, and you know... my family history with Chelsea, but I have no idea what's going on there.
It seems
Kovacic,
like...
Kovacic, Kante.
Koulibaly's gone. Mason Mount's in talks with Man United, apparently. It seems to me like this new owner's come in and he has just kind of ripped up the playbook, ripped up the heart of Chelsea and gone, right, we're just going to go absolutely gung-ho crazy.
It's almost they've got to balance the books, though.
But you know like when you play champ man? When you play championship manager, right? Yeah. And you manage a new team and straight away you go in and you go... I've just picked 8 players that I want to get rid of. And you go, transfer list, and you will fine him 2 weeks' wages just to make him unhappy so that he does get a move quickly. It's like he's doing that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the real world pans out a little bit differently. So you've got financial fair play.
Yeah.
Right, and they spent, half a bill?
Yeah.
Last transfer window, something like that. So they've got to balance the books.
They've done it in a very sneaky way, though. So those 8-year contracts they had, Tubesy boy, what they've done is... So each year that a player has got on his contract, yeah, that transfer fee gets spread out over that, okay?
Yeah,
so for an 8-year contract for a £100 million player is, 11-12 million pound per year on the books, all right?
Yeah.
So they have done it in a sneaky way, so it's not going to be absolutely
impossible.
It's not a sneaky
impossible. Way. It's a...
It was a law. It was
loophole.
A rule.
It's a loophole. It's been smart.
They've changed that loophole since
The bigger problem is who can afford the wages.
Yes.
Because you've been there, you've been at football clubs, Tubes, you've been around the game forever, and you know that just because you want to get rid of a player, the player might not want to leave because they're on an 8-year contract on 175 grand a week. So it comes to who can afford them.
Oh, gosh.
And who wants them. Now, what's happening in Saudi Arabia, that's the obvious thing.
Yeah.
Works for Chelsea, works for them. You know, you're seeing players going over that are actually coming into their prime.
Yeah.
Ruben Neves. So you start
Ruben
to think...
Neves. I was shocked by that. Ruben Neves.
I'll tell you what, if Bernardo Silva goes over there, that's a big problem.
Because we've seen this before in China, in MLS to lesser degrees. Is this a shift, do you think?
It's a shift if you start getting players in their prime.
Yeah. With Ruben Neves?
Ruben Neves, for sure. But I'd say the big one is Bernardo Silva. If Bernardo Silva goes over there and he's getting paid, I don't know, he'll be on 400-500 grand a week. Yeah? 400-500 grand a week. That's a massive problem because he could be playing for Man City for the next 7-8 years. Easy. And but absolutely
they've got
it up
the
as
Ballon
well.
D'Or winner.
That's what I'm saying, right?
I think they're around. I think they're sticking around. I don't think it's like
they're going to go
Chinese,
away.
No, I think they mean business.
Mate, I was listening to Simon Jordan the other day, right? And he was talking about basically how much money the Saudis have got, right? And he was saying they basically cannot spend enough money. they have got that much money, right? He was talking about how much like the Europe and how much we have on like the money float and whatever, and it's like a few like trillion or whatever it is. Yeah, he said the Saudis have got literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trillion of pounds of money. He says, so no matter what it is, whether they're buying LIV Golf and then they're buying PGA Golf or they're buying their own Premier League, he says, they can just do that because they cannot basically spend enough money. They have got a bottomless pit of money, so they'll just keep going and keep going. But yeah, I think if they are starting to get these players who are in their prime, and even, you know, there was rumours of people like Wilfried Zaha going over there. They've just taken Kante, Koulibaly. Koulibaly's in his prime, for God's sake. Even people like Demarai Gray.
Yeah.
Demarai Gray at Everton is being linked with going over to Saudi Arabia.
Well, Neves is 26.
Neves is 26.
Yeah, Koulibaly, I'm pleased to see him go because I didn't think he was very good for Chelsea, if I'm perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But Kante is the one I just don't get.
Because he's not 35, is he?
No. Koulibaly's not young.
No, Kante, sorry.
Kante, I don't know.
Kante will be 32,
32.
Mate, when that geezer's 87, he'll still be running.
He'll be running more than everybody else.
Doesn't matter how old
and
he is.
I think some of the confusion or some of the questions that have been asked is that the public investment fund, this PIF, have ultimately invested in Clearlake, who have a share in Chelsea.
It was Todd Bowley.
So that's why the question...
There's a link there somewhere.
There's a link.
There is a link.
So I think G. Nev's called out this week that the Premier League... Of course, he has. That the Premier League need to investigate the situation. Quite rightly so. Because it does need looking at, doesn't it?
It does need looking at. But I've got to say, on behalf of the players, though, in defence of the players, if somebody comes in and says, right, we're going to 10 times your wage... Yeah, we're going to give you 10 times the wage that you were in the Premier League, in the best league in the world. We'll give you 10 times that
nothing
amount.
To do with the players.
Mate, you are taking it like you would not believe. That opportunity might only ever come around once in your whole lifetime, in your whole career.
Especially for someone like Ruben Neves.
Without doubt.
Because what would he be getting at Wolves?
40, 50 grand a week?
50, yeah,
50 grand a week, maybe?
It's still not bad, obviously.
So here's a question.
If you're going there for 300.
Exactly.
You're like...
You have to do it.
He's 26. Is this just me being a bit of a football romantic?
Yeah, for sure it is. And I understand. And the rest of the football world will be on the same page as you, Tom, yeah? I promise you they will, right? They will. They will all say, but that's an absolute disgrace. You've sold your soul. You're ignoring the human rights. You're ignoring what you want to do as a footballer in your career.
But let's just talk about money, rather than all the political aspects. Talk about, I don't know where the money comes from, but the money itself, Ruben Neves is going to get, because he was talking about Barcelona, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So you're going to get 80, 90, 100 grand a week Barcelona, or worst case, a Premier League move, 70, 80 grand a week.
He'll get 300 grand a week in Saudi.
Yeah, but he's 26.
It doesn't matter, mate.
That's the end of his competitive football career.
Mate, but do you know what? Honestly.
Not really. I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong, but I see why they do it.
So what if he wins four Saudi Arabian Premier Leagues in
nothing.
A row?
Oh, it doesn't matter. He's not trying to show that on his CV at the end of his career. He doesn't care about that. But what he is trying to look at is that bank balance and go, this is genuinely generational wealth. Like, this will look after my grandkids, their grandkids,
and that's what it's about. Yeah.
And it is, because like they say, when footballers' careers are really short, especially an outfield player, you get probably 13, 14 years tops in your peak.
Yeah, if you if you're injury free.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. 13, 14 years tops, right? So you have got to maximise it. So all of a sudden, when something new like this comes out, it's the same with boxing. It's the same as what's going on in boxing at the minute. The reason why Tyson Fury isn't fighting people like, what's his name? The top Russian guy, Ukrainian guy, Usyk.
Yeah.
The reason why he didn't fight him is because he had a taste of that Saudi Arabian money where they paid him probably five times what they were paying in the UK. Five times, and he's gone, well, hold on, if I can get paid five times that amount, I'll just wait for the next Saudi fight to come along. And he's gone, no, there's no point in me training, giving up 6 months of my life to fight this guy for a fifth of what I would get in Saudi Arabia, so I'll wait for the next one to come round, and I'll get paid five times the amount again.
I don't like this.
It's the way it goes, mate. Money talks, mate.
I don't like it. I don't like it, but that is the way of the world, unfortunately.
It is the way of the world.
And what do you make of the... Let's get your take on the current Chelsea status, Jubes, because obviously everyone knows you're a massive Chelsea fan.
Shite.
Is it disheartening? Is it?
Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, I can only see it from Tubes' point of view, but like I want to know exactly why. But for me, it just looks like it's not really Chelsea anymore.
No, it's not. I mean, when you've got kids, well, not kids, like Mason Mount. Okay, he didn't have his best season last season, but he was injured. This is the future of Chelsea Football Club.
Yeah,
we're trying to sell him to Man United. I don't get it. I don't know what's happened, but they should be doing their utmost to keep him.
Yeah,
he's come through the academy. He's a top player. You've got to keep him. It seems like now we're good. With this new ownership, you can go. Kovacic, yeah? I think he's the most underrated player.
Yeah, I agree, mate.
I think he's absolutely different gear.
Yeah.
We sold him to Man City.
There's a reason why Man City buy him.
Of course.
There's
a reason why Pep Guardiola wants him.
Yeah, if they know Kovacic is available, they go, how much?
Yeah. If you're Chelsea, are you not going, hang on a minute?
No, do you know
Pep
what it
wants
is?
Him.
Yeah, but do you know what it is?
It's
like, in football, right? In football, there's players that go around that people in opposition can see and go, oh, he's a threat. Him. He might not have the biggest name in the wider footballing world, like to the fans or whatever, but in football, there's certain players that have always been known to be unbelievable quality. And Kovacic, I promise you, has always been one where we will always say, watch out for him. He has got absolute bags of ability. And players will always say about him as well. Players that have played with him have always said about him, player, absolute player.
We just seen Kante, like, I just don't know what we're doing. There seems no plan there. It's like we've bought all these players, all these wingers on 8-year contracts. They're crossing to no one because we've got no centre forward.
Yeah.
We've got the Nkunku who's signed. Yeah. Hopefully he'll do well. It just, the whole atmosphere. Like, I've never ever left a game of football early. I did it twice last season.
Yeah.
Because it was just no one cared.
No spirit. No spirit. It's not Chelsea, is it?
Yeah.
Little things as well. Like when you go Chelsea, they play Liquidator, and that gets you up for the game and blue is the colour. We're now running out to Foo Fighters.
No, they're not. Come on.
They are.
They've changed it.
We're putting a bit of Liquidator and then one, two, another. And I'm like,
this
ain't baseball. This is not Chelsea.
Oh, come on.
And I don't. Nothing against the Foo Fighters. If in fact it is the Foo Fighters,
it should be for Dave Grohl, right?
But I'm like, what is this? This is not Chelsea. This is not what we love. Like, Liquidator comes on, blue is the colour, walking down the Fulham road. It just doesn't seem.
You've got to be a bit careful, haven't you? Because, like, you look at historically Chelsea, you've got like John Terry, legend of the club,
Frank
Lampard. I know he came from West Ham, but again,
way,
same
yeah,
thing.
He is part
and
of
then,
the fabric of that club,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then more recently, you've got Mason Mount, Reece James, but you start plucking part, like you say, fabric of the club away, and then you just sign in players. And I don't get me wrong, I've not got a problem with foreign players, but having a spine or an element of the English lads
home
to understand
we have no spine. We now have Reece James,
that's it,
and Ben Chilwell,
that's
a dead cert right and left. The rest of Thiago Silva, I love that bloke. But, he is getting on now.
Yeah.
And we could do one more season. I don't see there's no spine.
There's always a risk. There's always a risk as well when you sign foreign players into this country of them not being able to go straight away. It's that sort of, they need to settle. It's that adjustment period. There's a reason why Pep has signed Kovacic. He's played in England for the last, 4 or 5 years? Mm. He knows the Premier League.
And
he knows how to operate.
He's awesome. Like Enzo Fernandez, why are we not doing our utmost to get Declan Rice?
Yeah, exactly, I know.
He would be a future Chelsea captain.
Declan
Enzo
Rice
Fernandez?
Is good to go. Declan Rice is a guaranteed starter, yeah? He is a good to go.
And what people forget is if Declan Rice can also play centre back to a high level.
Yeah. High level.
Getting the player there who can play centre, he can play defensive midfielder, he can play centre back. And Declan Rice in 3 years' time, I reckon, could be an attacking midfielder. Is that good?
Sure. Oh, he's box to box. So he's everything.
As a Chelsea fan, why are we not going last season? Just pay that money. Pay that 100 mil.
Yeah.
Because he's there. He would be Chelsea captain.
Well, it's a guaranteed starter.
Yeah.
It's a guaranteed starter.
But we've signed Enzo for
this is what I'm saying about guaranteed starters, right? If for the big boys, especially, for the top four, five, six, yeah? If you can spend 100 million quid, but you know that guy's going to start every week, yeah? You know it, right?
Yeah.
Declan Rice.
And be captain.
Declan Rice very rarely gets injured. He plays every minute of every single game and he guarantees to start and will be a future captain as well, right? Then you have to pay the money for it.
Yeah.
Because to get a guaranteed starter, like Nkunku coming in, right?
Yeah.
You don't know if he's going to be a guaranteed starter. No, the only reason you'd say probably yes is because Chelsea have literally got no other strikers.
Mudrick, Nkunku.
Not guaranteed.
Enzo.
Not guaranteed.
It's a risk.
It's a risk.
So let's talk about Arsenal then. Because from my point of view, it looks like they've shit the bed with Declan Rice.
Yeah.
And they haven't just got it done.
Oh,
and it seems to be.
I think they're going to lose out.
It seems like he's going to go to Man City.
Is City fully swooping here? Because they have got the cash good to go, by the way. So by the all reports that Arsenal are trying to pay like whatever it is,
stop
80 million quid. And it's all done over 4 years, 5 years. And it's like performance based and it's this and that. So if you're West Ham, you're going, right, so hold on a minute. We're going to get 20 mil this year, 20 mil next year. And possibly if Arsenal win the league, we might get another 10 mil for the... You go, hang on, that's rubbish.
Right.
Whereas Man City come in, they have got the cash sitting there in the banco, good to go. Come on, do you want it all in one slap? There you go.
If Arsenal don't get him, if he goes to Chelsea...
Who, Declan Rice?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
If he goes to Man City...
Yeah.
And Arsenal don't get him, Arteta will be absolutely raging. Because sadly, that is a very Arsenal type thing to do.
Well, not only that as well. Do you know what it is? It's game over for the Premier League for next season again. It's a guaranteed game over for the Premier League. So when they signed Erling Haaland last season, it was a guaranteed game over, If they signed Declan Rice, it's one more nail in the coffin, yeah? Because it's another player that Arsenal will miss out on. So Man City will strengthen by getting Declan Rice. And do you know what? Declan Rice, will he start for Man City? I don't know if he'd start straight away, but he will soon go on to, in a year or two, to be that guaranteed starting midfielder. I guarantee you that.
My only concern with that is Pep loves Rodri.
Yeah, everyone loves Rodri.
Yeah, I mean, he's top Rodri. Thank you very much. But Rodri plays every single game.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So I love. I think Dex top class. But does he play alongside Rodri?
No, probably not. No. But the only thing is that they will have about 65 games next year, Man City.
Well, this is the
thing.
So
he's going to play.
But Declan Rice loves football.
He wants to play every minute.
He's still going to play 50 games.
He probably will.
Because you're going to play. You look at Man. We were doing team of the season when you did it with whoever it was on the football fill-in, and we're like doing the stats and stuff. And you're looking at the Man City players, and you're going Premier League team of the season. He's only played 24 games.
Yeah,
he's only played 25.
Well, how many games did Calvin Phillips play?
Not many.
No, that's what I mean.
Well, he's probably going to end up at Arsenal.
Single figures,
and he's decent.
Single figures,
you know what I mean? I think Declan starts in any team.
I totally agree.
I just don't see Pep going to Rodri. Sorry, mate. Declan Rice.
Yeah.
He loves him. He's the only one who's played.
It'd be a great fit for
games.
Arsenal because he will play every single game.
But is this Man City going, do you know what? We know that Arsenal will strengthen themselves massively if they get Declan Rice. And that in turn is a threat to us. Is that what they're doing here then? Is that them saying, do you know what, we would rather take Declan Rice and have a world-class player on our books, even though he costs 100 mil, who might not start every game, but we know that if he plays for Arsenal, he will lift Arsenal. He will take them to next season, it will be a real competition. Do you know what I mean?
How old's Rodri? He's still young, isn't he?
Oh, Rodri's 25?
Yeah.
26? 24?
It's hard. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, I just think it's like, can they...
27.
So Rodri's 27. Like,
what's Declan Rice? 24?
Yeah, 23, 24.
I'm saying though, mate, he's good to go. But it's good though. We'll see. We'll see it all come out soon.
Well, it will come out. Sorry to interrupt, Ben, but before we go on to that, I want to talk about. So we've talked about Mason Mount, Declan Rice, but now let's talk about Jude Bellingham Declan Rice, incredible player. What's the difference in terms of player ability, talent between Declan Rice and Jude Bellingham? Because Real Madrid have just gone and bought him.
Yeah.
Is he a step up again?
He's a slightly different player. He's a slightly different player. He's a bit silkier. He's a bit more pleasing on the eye. Like I think he's better. His head's on a swivel, like you wouldn't believe. He's almost like a Scholesy type player, where he looks around and sees it. He will dribble with the ball a bit more than Declan Rice. He's obviously a lot more attack minded as well. So he will sit in that hole and get forward and look to score goals. And he scores goals, by the way. He does score goals. He's a sneaky goal scorer.
He's sort of like a Galactico. I think
a lot of Jude Bellingham as well is just basically on his age at this moment in time. He is starting week in, week out for England, for Dortmund, and he rips it, mate. He absolutely rips it. I guarantee you Man City would have inquired about him. I guarantee it, right? I guarantee you Liverpool would have been up there looking at it.
Everyone.
Arsenal would have been looking at it. But again, Real Madrid would have been the ones who have gone, we've got £100 million sitting here, good to go. Do you want that, Dortmund? Yes, thank you very much.
It happens. When Real Madrid come knocking, like over the years, Bale, McManaman, Hazard, Owen, Jonathan Woodgate, Hazard, they go. People go.
Right? Are Real Madrid then... Are Real Madrid the biggest football club in the world when it comes to
the biggest player
in the world?
Yes.
So imagine, yeah? So imagine last season. All right, then let's take it back to last season. Erling Haaland, then, yeah? Man City bid 150 mil. Real Madrid bid 150 mil. Who's he going to?
I think he would have come Premier League.
Do you?
I think he will end up at Real Madrid.
Do you think he's done this to win, to do the Premier League? His dad's played in the Premier League.
I think
League.
That's a slightly different scenario.
Yeah.
But generally thinking, I believe that Real Madrid is the...
Above anyone.
The ultimate.
I think you might be right, you know.
I do.
I think you're right.
And I have been battered from people in the comment section because I don't get it, why they go. But everyone does. So there's a reason why everyone goes.
What, to Real Madrid? Why don't you get it without wanting to dig up old ground?
If you're playing Premier League, you're playing in the best league in the world. In my opinion,
don't agree.
Because what do you think, sir?
I think it's one of, if not one of, the best leagues in the world. I think we've got this English bias. That
competition-wise, I think it's the best. What do you think?
We've done this before, but
I can't remember what you said.
Atletico have won the in recent years. Man City win it. Other people win the La Liga.
I know what you say. Yeah, but for pure competition and knowing that, take Man City aside.
Beat top.
Yeah, literally,
it happens in the La Liga.
Not so often. I think the level is so much higher in the Premier League. Of like I say, you could be 19th and you could be playing fifth, and you can't guarantee say what that is. Whereas more often than not, I think in La Liga, there's probably three or four big ones in La Liga. Yeah.
Same as Premier League?
No, but the gap between those big three and four, and then the fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth are a lot closer.
We're never going to
agree. A whole lot closer.
But me and Ben are right.
We are right.
there's no way I'm winning this, is there?
But
no,
I think what we do agree on then is Real Madrid are the big one.
The pinnacle.
Here's
a question for you. If Declan Rice did what Jude Bellingham did and went to Dortmund, do you think Real Madrid would be coming in for him? Or do you think it's because he's been playing West Ham?
I totally agree. That's a good shout.
Bottom of the table.
I think Jude Bellingham, what he's done by going to Dortmund,
he's shown
that he can adapt and play a different style of football. So he knows how to play English football. He's been out to Germany and played that English style, that German style of football. And Real Madrid would have gone, we know that he can do it in Spain as well. Yeah. We know that. We see him playing for England as well.
Yep.
We know that when he's put alongside players of similar ability, absolute class footballers, he will raise his game even there. Because even when he plays for England, he stands out.
Yeah, mate, it's a joke.
He stands out. That's how good he is. And what is he, 20, 21?
Jude Bellingham.
Yeah.
So I think this podcast is going out on 19. Thursday.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today.
No, it's not.
So on the 20th, we're filming this two or three days in advance. On the 29th of June,
sing happy birthday
he's
to
going
him?
To be 20th.
Should we 20. Sing happy birthday to him?
Wow.
Happy birthday to Jude.
No, he's going to be 20.
That's just
20, yeah, Ben.
That's
right?
Ridiculous.
So wait there. Let's just say, right, he's done England under 15, 16, 70s, 21s, right? He is 20, and he's got 24 England caps.
Mate,
I think he could be one of the greatest England players ever.
Yeah,
I think he's going to end up with 100. And if he doesn't have any bad injuries, he's going to end up with 120 caps.
He's the bollocks, isn't he?
He is the bollocks.
He's the real deal.
So good.
He is the real deal.
And his brother's just got to move to Sunderland.
Yeah.
Joe?
No, yeah, it's the family. Like, it's just that's a good family, that, you know. Obviously, they're local. They're Birmingham, so it's not a million miles away from us.
They look like twins.
They look like twins, they do. And by all accounts, the family are a lovely family as well. So I'm buzzing for them, honestly. I am absolutely buzzing for someone.
Do you
like
remember seeing him play as a youngster at Birmingham?
Blues, yeah. Yeah.
Was he... He was phenomenal. Sicko.
Yeah, well, we had Paul Robinson actually on.
We had him on the podcast
the other day, and Paul was actually the academy manager or academy coach or whatever it was when Jude was in the youth setup at Birmingham, and he said it was just so obvious. It was just so obvious. And at that age, though, you always have to be careful because it's a physicality thing, especially playing in the championship. But he said we just knew straight away that you could put him in there, and he was so much quicker and faster, and had his head on a swivel, could see what was going on, that he could avoid potential tackles and trouble and stuff. So he said we never had any worries about it, but his ability was just it was just so obvious.
I saw him interviewed when he said that he got to play against Troy at Birmingham. And he was told to man mark Troy and said, if he gets away from you, kick him. But Troy said he was incredible, isn't he?
Yeah, incredible. Absolutely incredible. Right, so we're agreed on Real Madrid being the big boy. Should we talk a little bit about the Wrexham tour?
Yes.
About the Wrexham tour.
I want to hear about this.
Right, so pre-season for Wrexham starts next week. And on the 16th of July, we are flying out to America.
Yeah.
And we are doing about 2 weeks, isn't it? It's about a 2 week long tour of America. And we're stopping in, I think, 4 or 5 different locations across America. Do you want to read the little itinerary out, Tom? Because we're playing some big games out there, by the way.
So
are you going as well, Tom?
I'm going for the back end because we're doing some stuff with the Premier League.
Cool.
Afterwards. But I might
try and get a game or two.
I would like to do Philadelphia.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Right. So we've got Chelsea in North Carolina.
On what date?
19th of July.
19th of July in North Carolina.
Galaxy.
By the way, we are making vlogs for these videos, by the way. Some GoPro and a goalage action, right?
Galaxy.
Yep.
In LA on the 22nd of July.
Nice.
Man United in San Diego on the 25th.
Beautiful.
And then on the 28th of July, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia Union.
It's mad that Wrexham.
It's like, how Wrexham bonkers,
playing
is it?
Chelsea and Man United. It's so good. It's so good. When they came back to you and said, do you want to sign for another year? Oh, yeah, go on then.
Oh, yeah, go on then. Go on, you trusted my hand.
In the podcast, he had to pretend like it was a tough decision, didn't you?
And you were like, it was a doddle. We were always going to do it, mate, honestly. It's been so. But do you know what? The amount of people that have seen this Wrexham story, Tubes, is something like I've never seen before. It must have captured the world's mind, because the amount of people that have come up to me and gone, mate, the Wrexham story, I love it. I love the Wrexham story. And I'm like, oh, cheers, man. They're like, congrats on another year. So like, I went for a run a couple of days ago, right? And I was running down like this gravel path, whatever. And there was a group of like teens running towards me, right? They're only about 14, sort of thing. And I'm running, and I've seen them all, and I'm thinking, oh, they wonder if they say anything, whatever. I got about sort of 20 yards past them, and somebody shouted, and I thought, please don't call me a ballender or a cop, or you're a twat, you're a wanker,
Prick
Foster.
Prick would be my choice.
You're a wanker, Foster, something like that.
Where are they from? North Island.
Anyway, so I just heard one of them shout, congratulations on the Wrexham contract.
That's hey, nice.
So I'm running 20 yards, I heard it, and I've just got my back to it, and I just put my arm up, and they all went, way, buzzed off. I thought, that's nice, isn't it? Because as a footballer, right, honestly, Chu, you are so used to getting shouted abuse at. I promise you, like, if this was 2 or 3 years ago, yeah, I am getting called a wanker or something. Foster, you wanker or something. And they don't mean anything by
seriously.
It. Seriously?
Seriously. To you?
Yeah, seriously. Even to me, I promise you.
You've got to remember we live in the Midlands and there's a lot of Birmingham, a lot of Villa fans and Wolves fans.
And they're not being nasty, they're not being mean. It's just they don't know what else to say. Yeah. So they would. They'd just revert to typical football fan and call you a ballon or something. But they shouted that and, you know, I got home and I thought, you know what, that's actually really nice. You know what I mean? That's
George really got me. Bellend.
Yeah. You're the end of a bell.
Do you reckon kids say bellend anymore?
Probably not.
I bet they don't, do they?
I don't think they do.
Bellend. No. 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 I don't mean that. I love saying the word bellend, all right? I know, all right.
This is too much.
All right.
I love coming in.
I love saying
this
as a slur. Yeah, Bellend is like
great. Lads, isn't it?
This is a job.
Bellend.
This is a like. This is a something we do that we call work.
Oh, shut up, mate. You're a Bellend.
You're a Bellend. Oh, he's good at it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Where were we then?
So,
Wrexham preseason tour.
So, that's a Wrexham preseason tour. The last game, we got, like I said, Philadelphia Union on the Friday night. We fly home on the Saturday. And then the season starts the week after, literally back into training on the Tuesday. And then the season starts for us against MK Dons at home on Saturday afternoon.
What are we signing wise? Are we signing Gareth Bale? Who's coming? Shearer?
I'm going to come to some games this year.
Oh, yeah, mate, please. Come and do a match day vlog. Can you film a match day vlog?
I promise you I'll be there. On numerous occasions. Okay. I want to come to the ground.
Yeah,
100%. Right, I've got a one for you, boys, which is a little bit old news, but I feel like I want to discuss him. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has announced his retirement at 42. 42?
Yeah.
How good was this guy?
Is that the question?
Yeah.
I was going to add to him, but then how good was this guy?
Very, 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 very good.
How good in the pantheon of greats? Because you've got to remember, we live in a world where the benchmark is
Messi and Ronaldo.
Okay, so if you were to kind of like someone said, it was my lad George, because that's the benchmark, right?
Yeah,
637 appearances, 405 goals, right? That's obscene.
He's in the top five of our era of football.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I'd say so.
Top five. He has to be up there with the likes of Benzema.
Last 10, 15 years.
Lewandowski.
Yeah.
Zlatan.
Yeah, definitely.
Messi. Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Am I missing anybody out
but
there?
Do you know what, mate? I think that's the next episode done. Top five in our era.
No, but it is, though.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. Like, to play as long as he has.
Yeah. Look at the teams he's played for.
Let's read that rap sheet.
Go on, read that rap sheet out. Yeah?
Started at Malmo.
Yeah.
And then from there.
Poof, listen to this.
Ajax, Juventus.
So biggest team in Holland.
Juventus.
Biggest team in Italy.
Inter Milan.
Another biggest team in Italy.
Barcelona.
Biggest team in Spain.
AC Milan.
Biggest team in Italy.
PSG.
Biggest team in France.
Man United.
Biggest team in England.
USA.
Galaxy. Biggest team in America.
LA Galaxy, yeah, and AC Milan.
AC Milan again.
But even his second spell, right, at AC Milan, league games, 34 and 64. When you're 42 or 41,
it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Were you United with him? No, you weren't.
No, I weren't. No,
sorry, Chief.
But like the thing that Barcelona went a bit tits up, didn't he? He didn't see eye to eye with Pep, did he?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably would have. I could imagine
and
that.
I
would
can
be,
see that because I've met
definitely
Pep on
see that.
Men, I can see that they'd be
two
like
two strong characters there,
blimey,
two strong
them.
Alpha males
yeah,
right there.
Yeah,
mate,
yeah,
is
yeah,
what
yeah,
that would be.
I can see that not going well at all.
I did play against him a couple of times when he was at Man United, and I remember playing against him when I was at West Brom. And he was just a big lump of, and that sounds so degrading, but he was a big lump of trouble, honestly. He was so strong and so quick, and you knew he had the ability to score goals from anywhere. That overhead kick he scored against England, by the way, is honestly one of the best goals you'll ever see in your life. Nobody else, I don't think, has got the vision, the ability...
The power.
That's what I mean when I say a big lump. But he was nimble as you like. But he was so, so powerful. That overhead kick was just out this world. Nobody can do that.
No.
Nobody else could have done that. I promise you.
I agree. I actually think when you talk like that and you go, is he one of the greatest all-round players? Because... like, he's big guy, 6'3", 6'4".
He was 6'5", yeah. He was massive.
Right? But
he could
dribble. He could beat players with ease.
In the modern day game, right, he would be a little bit of like an Erling Haaland, really.
Yeah.
He would be an older version of an Erling Haaland, somebody that had absolutely everything,
Was he that quick?
He weren't slow. He definitely was not slow.
We've got to remember, we're talking probably... the last 10 years, you would go back to when he was 25.
I'm trying to remember.
No, he definitely was. Do you know what he was, though? Because he was so powerful, right? If he was running alongside a defender who's trying to get a tackle with him, he was unbelievable at giving those little nudges.
Get out.
And he would wait when the player takes a step off balance, nudge, see you later, just goes absolutely flying off the side. And that's what his game was. So, yeah, he was quick, but his power that he would just push people off the ball.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. But, yeah, so Zlatan, the reason why we're talking about him basically is because he's retired. He's announced his retirement, 42 years old.
Management, what are you saying?
I would love to see him. Oh, the world needs to see Zlatan Ibrahimovic. He's 41, sorry.
In the post-match interviews.
I heard, do you know what? I heard a real weird story about him once. I heard he won the lottery.
Zlatan?
Yeah.
He probably started the lottery.
Listen to this, right?
Are you sure this isn't one of these Zlatan meme pages?
I promise you, I heard a random story, yeah, that we were talking about at football. Can't remember, I think it was at West Brom. And when he was signing for England, signing for Man United in England, somebody said, oh, apparently he's won the lottery or something. I went, what? And they went, genuinely, apparently he's won like a national lottery, whether it was like the, I don't know, the German one or the frigging Spanish, whatever. But apparently he's won like 6 or 7 mil on a lottery and he just kept it quiet. I'm just throwing it out there, what I said, what I've heard, all right?
If anyone in the comments section can clarify
this one, Camelot, if you could come on, get in the comments down below and just let us know if this is fact or fiction.
Has Zlatan won the lottery?
Honestly, I heard this.
We had Asmir Begovic in, right?
Does he won the lottery as well?
Asmir's not won the lottery. Right. Well, he might have done. But he went on loan to AC Milan.
Yeah.
And he sat down and Zlatan was there and he said...
First day.
He just came and sat next to him and went, I scored. Do you remember when I scored past you?
Yeah.
And he said, I had to think. And he was like, it was a pre-season friendly. Right. And he went, yeah, I remember when you had me too. And like, got up and walked off.
It's such a striker thing to do.
No, that's alpha dog, isn't it?
No, it's a striker thing. Strikers are balance, mate. Honestly, strikers are balance. I've had so many strikers go, remember that time when I scored past you? And I think, you're such a bell. Like, I'd never say, remember that time I saved
with
your
exactly
shot?
You can't. With a goalkeeper, you can't. Do you remember that time when I saved to my right?
Oh,
when
no.
You
hit a shot on the
penalties. Thing. Would you ever get someone say, remember when I saved your penalty?
Like I'd go up to that like Ched and frigging Notts County player whose penalty I saved and go, yeah, bloody unlucky, mate. Yeah, I saved it. Gutted, weren't you? Like, no. I sent him a nice little DM in the summer, saying, mate, buzzing to see you got promoted.
Because he scored the winning penalty.
He scored the winning penalty.
In the shootout.
In the player final, yeah.
I actually fucking cheered and jumped up.
He was trying to get on the YouTube channel.
Damn right.
He was trying to get the GoPro.
Trying to hit the GoPro.
He'd be
give
a good
it away.
Guest, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I think that'd be a great guest.
We should do a Notts County Wrexham like collab.
Yeah, there
pod
we go.
That's
have
a great
you seen who
shout.
They signed?
That's Notts County. A few good boys they have, haven't they?
David McGoldrick.
Yeah, McGoldrick.
He scored 22 in League One last season.
Yeah, did really, really well.
He's going to be a handful in League Two.
We got one more thing I want to talk about. Okay, one more thing.
Come on in.
It is manager sackings. I want to talk about Gary O'Neill and I want to talk about Darren Moore.
Before we talk about those two, I want to ask Tubes, is there a route back for Frank Lampard now?
Yeah, I think so.
What
I'm
does
not
that look
sure.
Like?
I'm not sure what route. I think it might be abroad. I don't see him getting a Premier League job soon, but I think he can return in the future.
Yeah.
Ben, what do you think?
I totally agree.
Is it a Champo League one?
He needs
one?
To go abroad.
I think he'll go abroad.
You think he needs to go abroad?
Yeah. I think he can go abroad, yeah. He can go abroad. He just basically needs to get his head down, do a solid job for somebody for a couple of years, right? And then there'll be takers back in England for sure. So it's like football, things happen so fast in football, mate. And people, today's news will be newspaper news tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? It's soon forgotten, I swear to you. So get your head down for a couple of years. He'll be good as gold.
He seems like a good egg,
He's one of the nicest guys. Like I've said it on here before, but he's just a top, top bloke. Mm. Like, take out all the stuff he's done for me in my career so far. It's the little things like the drinking, the heart attack. Like, I'm not great mates with him.
Yeah.
But he hears about the heart attack. He's on the phone. It's like, he's one of my heroes growing up. For him to phone up, how are you recovery
that's
going?
That's lovely,
once, like 4 months later, how you get how's the recovery?
In.
Checking in.
So nice.
And that's a nice bloke. And I think he got let down massively when he came back to Chelsea.
He felt like he got on
one was trying. The whole club's in disarray. So it didn't work out and I think he couldn't do anything.
Yeah,
but I think he should go abroad. I don't know where abroad, but...
Saudi Arabia?
If he wants to go there. Gerrard nearly went, didn't
he? Proper team. Like, go to a Dutch team or something, or do you know what I mean? Something that's going to play a nice style of football, get a group of lads going and doing a bit.
Derby, mate. Well, I don't know. Mate, they've got manager.
I don't know if he would go... I think you might have to, but Championship team would be good. I don't know if he I don't know. I've not asked him. Does he want to carry on managing?
Yeah, like, true.
I think he will. Yeah. I think he's just that kind of guy. Let's talk about Gary O'Neill. Come on, Gary O'Neill.
Absolute joke.
Bournemouth.
What is going on?
The manager, the owner has come out today, actually. I saw on the internet, basically, just to say that we want to take Bournemouth in a new direction. We appreciate everything Gary O'Neill did. And he described the sacking as a brutal sacking, actually. But he said we wanted to take the club in a new direction. And that, for me, honestly, I'm just thinking, my God, what chance have you got? Honestly, what chance have you got as a manager nowadays of... So what is Bournemouth's... What was their objective last season?
Stay up.
Don't get relegated.
They came 15th.
Get relegated.
Mate, what he did with 15th. Did with Bournemouth last year... was nothing short of a miracle.
Phenomenal,
with
mate.
That squad they've absolutely got. Absolutely phenomenal.
So what's the new direction? Champions League?
It doesn't work like that. The Premier League does not work like that.
I don't know what the new direction is. If Bournemouth, it will be again, I guarantee you, to stay up.
Without doubt, of course it will.
Of course it will.
If they finish higher than 15th next year, yeah, it is a miracle season. Genuinely, a miracle season. But 15th for a team like Bournemouth... honestly, lads, I put my hands up.
It's amazing.
Being at West Brom, being at Watford, right? 17th position was a goal.
Yes.
If you finish in 17th position, do you know what? It's a successful season. It genuinely is a successful season. And all the board members and everybody was saying, no, we want to get higher, we're going higher. But do you know what? You finish 17th, everybody at the club goes, well done, let's start again next season.
Yeah, more Premier League money.
So here's a question for you, Ben. So the way I view this Bournemouth scenario, how it played out, is they had new ownership. Gary O'Neill's in situ, right? So they don't make a knee-jerk reaction and they keep him on. Good decision, because he went through a bit of a sticky period, didn't they?
Yeah.
So they kept him on. Good decision. Then it comes to the end of the season. They stay up, but it's like the new ownership can't quite get round the fact that we need our guy, whoever their guy is.
Yeah.
Because you go, he's done a brilliant job, but ultimately, every time there's new ownership...
Yeah.
They get a new guy. Get their guy.
Well, look at Todd Bowley.
There you go.
Getting rid of getting rid of Thomas
We've
Tuchel.
Just bellended the life out of him.
Yeah, I know, but that's not really a swear word, is it?
Thomas Tuchel, by the way, one of the best managers.
What are we going? Embarrass him.
I'm going to get the ump again.
And how good was Mason Mount under Tuchel?
How good were Chelsea under?
I know.
Mate, we were fifth when we sacked him.
Won a Champions League.
Fifth. Well, yeah, and let's not forget that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, mate. What is going on? Todd Bowley comes in. I tell you what, who's a man? Graham Potter. What do you know about Graham Potter, Todd?
He rang James Corden about.
It's ridiculous. This is what it is, though. You get new owners coming, and they want a shiny big name to somebody that they can wheel out and go, look, we've just spent hundreds of millions.
Well, you say that, but Graham Potter versus Thomas Tuchel. But going back to my point, though, when the new ownership comes in, Ben. It's always a matter of time, right?
Yeah, it is.
So Gary O'Neill could have, I think, genuinely come 11th or 12th.
Yeah.
He'd still be gone.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Of course.
It's just a name. His name is not big enough and that's it. But do you know what? The good thing about this is that Gary O'Neill should be able to walk into a good job, a decent job. I'm not saying he's getting a Premier League job. He will be perfect for a Championship club who run themselves properly and want to get a good, young, energetic manager in and do it properly.
Why are we saying Championship club?
Because to get a Premier League job. Yeah, he hasn't got the profile.
So let's say one of the teams, let's say Forest. Let's just say, for argument's sake, Forest get off to a bad start.
You're not getting rid of Steve Cooper.
All right, then, let's say for argument's sake, whoever it is, right? And after 12 games, 15 games, Gary O'Neill's there. Would a club take him on in that scenario?
Because any club that are looking for a manager after... whatever amount of time in the Premier League next season is because they're struggling. They are going to want somebody with a bit more experience, a bit more of an aura, someone where you can almost go, there's going to be an uplift.
Track record.
Yeah. Track record. And I just think that, I just worry that Gary O'Neill probably hasn't got that yet. But it's not to say that in 3, 4, 5 years' time, he won't be that guy.
No, true.
Because he's obviously got something. He's obviously got a lot of ability.
I'm with you on that. I don't think the club will go, right, we need some saving here.
Exactly.
But they should maybe, but they'll go for someone more experienced.
Luton get off to a bad start next season, yeah?
Yeah.
Would they hire Gary O'Neill after 12 games?
I'd like to think so, but they wouldn't.
I think that might be a good shout. I think we've just found a job for Luton. We're sacking the manager off, by the way. Rob Edwards has done an incredible job. Let's take all of this back, because Rob Edwards has done incredible. And Luton, do you know what Luton are very good at, actually? Is actually sticking with the manager and trusting their manager and giving him, like, yeah, go on, mate, you go and do it your way. So there's a lot to be said for that.
So we're going
to
keep Rob Edwards. I love Rob Edwards. Luton.
Love it.
But Watford will be looking for a new manager soon, so he can
Jesus Christ. Did you just not want to comment on this one?
No comment whatsoever. And then finally, Darren Moore as well. Just want to say, absolutely gutted for Darren Moore.
Mutual partner.
What is mutual parting of ways? Come on, what is it?
It's basically sacking. Yeah, it's sacking. Yeah. It's Sheffield Wednesday saying, listen, mate.
I'm not sure it was. It is,
100%.
Well, apparently, Ben, it was a budget thing. They haven't got any players, they haven't got any money, and it was a bit of a resource thing.
No chance. No? There's no way on this earth. It would have been a falling out between him and the club. It would have been somewhere along the lines that had fallen out or whatever it is, and the club have gone, do you know what? We're not going to sack you because you've just got promoted and it looks really bad on our part. So how about we pay you off a year's contract, basically. Yeah. We'll give you some money for a year.
We'll shake hands.
Yeah. You pretend you're happy. We pretend we're happy.
He walks into another good job. And
his stock's higher now for getting him up into the Championship. So he should be all right. Everyone's a winner, basically.
Can we just talk very quickly about that semi-final of the playoffs?
It was bonkers, wasn't it?
And they were
4-0 down.
Unreal.
Bring it back. Win on. Oh, what a game.
Football is great, isn't it?
Football's brilliant. That's the beauty of football, lads. That is exactly what it is. And that's your lot, you lot.
That was class. I know it was waffle.
It was. I think it's class.
I like waffle.
I love waffle.
I love class waffle.
Absolutely chewing the life out of it.
Cheers, your big bellend.
Cheers, the big bellend. Don't forget, you lot, we have got three signed football tubes assigned at me. Tom have all signed them. Get yourself over to the Forcecast Podcast Instagram page. Say something nice about chews. Wish him well for his career as an absolute YouTube superstar. Golf life is the only life we know, baby. And we will see you soon up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Come on, the board.
Cool. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.